This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
There is a new undersheriff in town, and he's in studio this morning, Undersheriff Brad Udell. Thanks for coming in.
Hey, thanks for having me this morning, Kyle.
So the announcement came a couple weeks back. Talk about, what does an undersheriff do?
Well, the undersheriff is essentially the second in command, so I report directly to the sheriff and I work side by side with him on a number of issues. Part of my responsibility includes maintaining, creating a fiscally responsible budget, and working and overseeing all of the different divisions at the sheriff's office and working on a number of issues there.
So you've been with the sheriff's office for how long?
Coming up on 19 years. Around February
Wow.
of this year.
And you started out, though, I mean, you've really kind of gone through just about every area.
I have. I initially began my career at the sheriff's office as a 911 dispatcher. I did that for a period of time and then moved to patrol, where I became a patrol deputy, and then eventually transferred to detectives as a major crimes detective, and then began the promotional process. I worked as a corporal out of our Roseburg office, and then eventually sergeant and lieutenant.
When you were doing 911, talk about what that's like.
You know, honestly, 911 is such a rewarding position. I really enjoyed my time there, and I still, from time to time, will fill in there to keep my certifications current and keep my skills sharp. But it's an amazing job. It can be a very difficult job, and the men and women who do that, you know, they're some of the most dedicated people you've ever met, and they're the true first responder. So being the person to answer that call, the first person to speak to someone in their time of need and getting the resources to them can be very rewarding.
And I know that at times it's very chaotic.
It can be extremely chaotic. You know, if there's, say, an accident on I-5, that 911 center lights up and all of the phone lines in the center will go crazy. And then you still have other people trying to call in and radios going active. And so it's a lot about managing the individuals and the calls that are happening.
Now, before you got into the dispatch role, it sounds like you already kind of headed for something in law enforcement, right?
Yeah, so I initially began my public safety career when I was in high school, volunteering at Glide Fire Department. I started out as an explorer there and eventually became a volunteer firefighter and EMT. So I really credit the Glide Fire Department with giving me my first start in public safety. And then eventually, you know, I moved on from volunteer work after graduating high school and went to work for a private ambulance service in town, West Ambulance, which is no longer in existence. But I did work for them for a period of time before moving to the 911 center.
And as you worked your way through different parts of the sheriff's office, was there one particular area that was maybe the most intriguing?
You know, I've really enjoyed all of my assignments at the sheriff's office. Some of, you know, my most foundational work really happened in the North County office. I worked out of the drain substation for a period of time, and that really allowed me the opportunity to hone my investigation skills. So if I took a burglary report, I was really able to spend time and work on those cases and do a bunch of follow-up. And so that's really where I got my start. I had some fantastic supervisors and mentors there that helped me really kind of shape my career and help me get where I was going.
Now, at what point did you begin to contemplate the idea that maybe someday you'd move up into a role like what you have now?
You know, that's kind of a hard question to answer. I've just always been focused on serving, but I've also really found a desire to always make processes better, try to enhance the operation as a whole. And so, you know, I think it was fairly early on that I knew that I wanted to promote and continue to serve in other ways. It wasn't probably until I became a sergeant and a lieutenant that I was really eyeballing administration. But I had mentioned for years that, you know, maybe I would be the sheriff one day with any luck if the voters were to have me. And so that's been a goal, and I've worked towards that.
And you also have another role out at Umpqua Community College. Talk about that.
Yeah, so part of my part of my duties outside of the sheriff's office are to work at Umpqua Community College. There I'm a professor, and I teach criminal justice courses. For a number of years, I was the criminal justice coordinator for the Police Reserve Academy, and really enjoyed my time there. I saw a number of classes that came through there, and one of the most rewarding things for me is to watch a student come in on day one and then watch how they progress throughout their career. I'm very, very fortunate to have a number of students that have succeeded in their goals, and you know, some of those individuals are working with me at the sheriff's office in different capacities, and then others are working in law enforcement or similar careers throughout the state.
And you also, there's a professional organization that if I remember right, you're like the president of.
Yeah, that's right. So I have been a member of the Oregon Homicide Investigators Association since about 2012. And I've really enjoyed that work over the years, and early on became part of that organization as an advisory board member. And currently I serve as the president of that organization.
And it sounds like as well from the press release that announced your appointment, I mean, you're involved in a lot of other things, too. You must not have a lot of free time.
So I am. Like I said, this is a passion of mine, and I am very fortunate to have a very supportive wife and family who allows me to do these additional duties that do take away some time at home. So I also serve on the Oregon Fallen Badge Foundation's Line of Duty Death Response Team, and do a number of other things outside of the sheriff's office. But again, I couldn't do all of that without the support of my wife Holly, and I'm just very fortunate to have her by my side.
And one of the things about being in the role that you're in, and really a lot of law enforcement roles, is you walk in the door at 7, 8 in the morning, and maybe if you're on a day shift and you've already got certain things planned out, but you never know.
You never know. That's one of the things that I love about this career is every day is different. And you may have a day planned out or things that you really need to get done. But as the saying goes, you know, expect the unexpected sometimes. And so that can change in a matter of moments. And that's what keeps me coming back to work is the unknown and just, you know, what can I do today?
All right. Under Sheriff Brad O'Dell, thanks for coming in.
Hey, thanks for having me.
8:39 at the Morning Report.